Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
On this episode, we're going to talk about three ways to hunt coyotes during deer season. Hey, welcome to the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about three ways to hunt coyotes during deer season. Now, I don't just mean going out and hunting coyotes during deer season. I mean while you're deer hunting. While you're going after deer, how can you hunt coyotes at the same time? What can you do to maximize your sits, to maximize your time in the woods? Now, the first question people ask is, well, why would you do that? You know, either you're hunting deer or you're hunting coyotes. Why would you intentionally go out and try to hunt both? Well, some people have very limited time in the woods. They're not able to go out and hunt one on one day and the other day. They've got very limited time. They want to make the most of their time. They want to make the most of the opportunity they have available. Two, some people have a lot of coyotes running around, and they're going out deer hunting, but they would just as rather, if not more rather, take a coyote, because how they're menacing the local population, they're menacing the local wildlife and habitat, and they would actually maybe even prefer to take a coyote. But they're out deer hunting because that's what their objective is, but they would, you know, they're in this spot, they're in an area where there's a lot of activity, and they just want to double up and just maximize their chances of leaving the woods with something. So, three strategies, three ways that you can do this, that you can hunt deer and coyote. Now, before we even get into that, I should also mention, in my state in particular, during deer season, there's different levels of deer season, different levels of orange that you need. Things differ from archery to muzzleloader to rifle and all of that. So you need to make sure that you are wearing the orange for deer season, even though you're hunting coyotes. Very important. You can't go out wearing camo hunting coyotes during deer season if the Hunter's Digest requires you to be wearing wearing orange for hunting deer. So you got to wear the orange requirements for deer, even if you're only hunting coyotes during those seasons. There's some stipulations there during daylight hunting. Just be careful about that. Read up on your local laws and jurisdiction. Know what's going on. Be safe. All right. First strategy. This one is essentially call for coyotes before you leave the stand. You're going out, you're going to hunt deer, you finish hunting deer, you're going to go home, you've wrapped up for the day, call for coyotes before you leave. Now, the best time to do this is at the end of the day, right? The sun has gone down, you have seen no deer, and you're still sitting there, you're ready to go home, call for coyotes then. At twilight is often when they're the most active in many states and many areas. Now, I should say this, though. If you plan to hunt that stand again in the near future, you probably don't want to do this. You just want to leave as unobtrusively as possible. But if it's your last hunt or your last time in that stand, then this is a great strategy. The day's over, sunlight has gone down. What you got left to do? Right? You can go home, or you could take another hour or half hour, probably half hour is all you need, and call for coyotes. Now, you can either put out a call now and put out a decoy, or you could even put those out earlier. Maybe not a decoy if you're hunting deer, But you can put a call out, have your flashlight in your bag, and just put out some calls. Or if you got a mouth call, whatever you're going to do, call for coyotes when you finish your deer hunt. Now, if you finish in the morning, you know, if you're only going to hunt till 11, take the last half hour and call for coyotes. Why not? If it's your last hunt in that stand, in that location, what do you have to lose? If it's the end of the season, or if you've got multiple stands and this is the last chance you have for this one, or the last time where the wind's good, or you've just decided this one sucks, then end your hunt by calling for coyotes. You've been there for a long time. You've been still. You've made no noise coming in or coming out. Normally, if you're hunting coyotes, you trek into an area, you wait 15 minutes, and you start calling. If they were close, they would, they'd likely hear you coming in. Here you have the advantage of you've been there, you've been quiet for a long time. Use that stealth, put out some calls. Number two, call after you shoot a deer. You shot a deer. This works best, I think, during archery. But the deer is down. You're waiting just to give it some time to make sure it's expired or whatever it is. The deer goes down, throw out some coyote calls. There's a dead animal on the ground. Do some fawn and distress calls. Why not?
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
You know, especially in archery, you've made almost no noise shooting this thing. The deer goes down. There's a dead animal there. You're doing the call of a dying deer. Coyotes can be all about that. If they're close enough, if they're into that, even if they heard the deer go down, they think, hey, well, there could be dinner there. And especially if you've been there for a while, or if it's the end of the day, it's twilight, you might have an opportunity to take a coyote that's coming in towards the deer that you shot. You know, that's maybe the best time to do it. You've already shot the deer. You've already made the disruption. You've already got your use out of that stand. You don't have to worry about, you know, preserving that area of the woods without walking around or making noise, because you got to drag this deer out of here. So that's a great time to do a call. And then the other time that is good to hunt coyotes, this is, I think, better in the early season, maybe early archery, is when you got a lot of fawns running around. There's a lot of cover, fawn in distress. Could be early morning. You're out there and, you know, you're done for the day, or you could actually... You could do this, well, yeah, you could do this as you're hunting both, because there are does and even some bucks that'll come in to fawn in distress. They're like, hey, there's a fawn that's in trouble. Does have that natural maternal instinct. Bucks sometimes seem to have some paternal instinct. You're in the early season, especially, there's a lot of cover. Do a fawn in distress call. You may call in the deer you want to shoot, or you may call in a coyote. Either way, whoever shows up first, you're taking them home. So that's another opportunity when you can hunt both at the same time. And even, now you need to be careful, because in some jurisdictions, you can't use electric calls for deer. So you have to get a fawn mouth call. And they're not really expensive. Those are some of the cheapest you can buy. A little practice on that. But you could do a fawn and distress call. Call in whatever and whoever's around. Could be a coyote, could be a deer, could be a bobcat. If, you know, depending on what seasons you have and what state you're in, you know, there's all sorts of different things that can happen there. But use that as another tool, as another technique. You know, in the springtime, it's popular to hunt coyotes with fawn in distress. That's not during deer season, but that's another time to do that. But in the early season, when there's a lot of cover and they've got to get in close to see what's going on, that can be a way that you go after both of them. So I hope that's helpful. Hope that's interesting. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, to see the show notes, more information, other episodes. Till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
To go like just full-blown redneck on these fish.
This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.